Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I think we're on 14. Is that right?
Savidit Vatma Janam No.
Savidit Vatma Janam
No. Bhavam Santana Bhavanaha. Tvayodashadadat Tisham. That's Tasam, sorry. Yaste Shilam Anuvrata. Savidit Vatma Janam No. Bhavam Santana Bhavanaha. Tvayodashadadat Tasam. Yaste Shilam Anuvrata.
Yaste Shilam Anuvrata.
Saha
Daksha
Viditva.
Understanding.
Atmajanam. Of the daughters. Naha.
Our.
Bhavam. Indication. Santana.
Children.
Bhavanaha.
Well wisher.
Trayodasha.
13.
Adadat.
Handed over.
Tasam.
Of all of them.
Yaha.
Those who are.
Te.
Your.
Shilam.
Behavior.
Anuvrata.
All faithful.
Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Our well-wishing father, Daksha, after knowing our intentions, handed over 13 of his daughters unto you. And since then, we have all been faithful. Purport. Generally, the daughters were too shy to express their opinions before their father. But the father would accept the daughter's intention through someone else, such as a grandmother to whom the grandchildren had free access. King Daksha collected the opinions of his daughters and thus handed over 13 to Kashyapa. Every one of Diti's sisters was a mother of children. Therefore, since she was equally faithful to the same husband, why should she remain without children? So Diti is bothered by her material desire. But what do you expect? She's a woman, and therefore she wants to have children. It is natural, and Kashyapa has accepted her as wife, and therefore he should satisfy her. This is perfectly appropriate. And he will agree. He's just asking to please wait a few minutes. So the husband should be obliging to the wife, should take care of the wife and satisfy her desires. But the wife should also be obedient to the husband and faithful. Faithful more or less unconditionally. There are limits. You know, when a husband is patitam bhajet, well, a wife should serve her husband unless he's completely fallen. Then she should not follow him into illusion. But so with some limits, a wife should be faithful to the husband. Again, these are all material principles. But most of us, for our own good, have to pay some attention to them because we're still conditioned, more or less. And there are many conditioned souls in the world who need to be gradually guided towards spiritual life, and for them especially, these principles have to be understood. They have to be established. They have to be taught, explained, and they have to be maintained. These are functions of the Brahmins and Kshatriyas. The Brahmanas, the sages, make the arrangements. They teach. They establish the principles of religion. The Supreme Lord does it himself if there aren't any good sages around, but normally this is the function of the sages. Dharma samstapanarthaya. The samstapanam of Dharma is done by rishis. And then the Supreme Lord comes himself to perform the function if nobody else does. And then the Brahmanas teach what the rishis have established. And the Kshatriyas execute. They see that what the Brahmins taught is observed by their administrative power, by using force if necessary. In this way, principles of religion are maintained. It's necessary for the conditioned souls that this be done. Otherwise, there's chaos, and there isn't proper human civilization. Prabhupada discusses in the purport that the daughter, although she was maybe shy to speak her intention to the father, she can go to the grandmother. Unfortunately, nowadays, we send our grandmothers to the old age home, and they're not available. Now, the families are not intact. Or they're intact just to the extent necessary to facilitate sense gratification. And because grandparents get in the way of that, they're shuttled away, sent out of the home. We can spend lots of money providing them nice retirement homes. You know, not just some hospital, but they can go to a nice place in the suburbs where they're taken care of by somebody else, but not us. You know. That's a necessary factor of society is lost. The grandmother is required. Who else will you go to for advice? Who else is going to actually see that things are done properly? But the grandmother. So they're required also. The renunciants who are taking the responsibility of preaching to everybody else, to the brahmacharis and grihastas, should not consider this just delusion of Maya and preach against it. We need grandmothers and other elements of society. And the renunciants also should support this. Of course they do in most cases. In any case, there's a transcendental element here that Kashyapa... Oh, no, I'm sorry, I got the wrong story. And I mix it up again. I'm thinking of Kartama. Maybe this Kashyapa. There's also a transcendental element here that even though there's going to be great trouble because of the transgression, Kashyapa is also to fault that he gave in to the demand of his wife. He couldn't, control her. Therefore, these great demons are going to be born who are going to disrupt human, the whole universe. But this is also the prelude, this is also the arrangement for the appearance of two great avatars of the Supreme Lord, Varahadev and Nrsimhadev. So it's also part of the Lord's plan. Kashyapa and Aditi are not just materialists. There are so many stories of wives and husbands seducing one another to beget Varuna Sankara. We can fill, countless books with such stories. This is a different kind of event, although it follows the same pattern of what goes on all the time. The result is going to be good. Anyway, Jaya and Vijaya have to be purified. Narayan has given his word. And then Hiranyakashipu, when he performs his austerities, Brahma gives him his word. Promises that nobody else can kill him. So Lord Nrsimhadev has to appear to kill him. It's all predetermined.
and it's all part of Krishna's Leela. So therefore, it shouldn't be judged just material. We shouldn't think too badly of Kardana, of Kashyapa, that he made this big mistake. If he didn't, then...